This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Since been coming up with 10 bands with self-titled songs. But first time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. Yeah.
Bless you. Couple on getting in trouble. Bitches, back when I was 10, I found a book of matches in my aunt and uncle's house, took them and ran into their bedroom. They had a linoleum floor. And their bed set up pretty high, high enough I could crawl under it. I knew how the matches work, and I thought if I put a bunch on top of each other and light them, I'll get a really big flame. Under the bed was really dark, so I tore up the matches, piled them up, lit them on fire, and man, did it light up. My cousin saw what I was doing. He told on me. I got drug out from under the bed. My uncle flipped the bed over, stomped out the fire, one of the worst ass whoopings I got as a kid. Was not trying to burn the house down, just looking for a big flame with matches. That from the Elk Plain Drifter. Guys, this is so tame, but in elementary school, we learned about sex. And the dessert for lunch that day were popsicles. So my friend and I started making jokes about the phallic shape of the popsicle.
Mm-hmm.
Us two girls wound up in the principal's office. Yeah, I was a guy. We were mortified. That one from Iris the bus driver. Today I graduated high school in 99. Super proud parent moment. My friends and I decided to drive around Tacoma shooting fireworks off until 4 a.m. Got pulled over. I was the driver. So they handcuffed me and put me in the back of the cop car. I was still 17. So my dad had to come claim me while in the back of the car. Very unproud moment. Unfortunately, my exchange student from Venezuela was with us, and they had to go to court to get her charges dropped.
Jesus.
The cops charged me and a couple friends with curfew violations or possession of fireworks. Fortunately, they just dumped out my friend's drugs and didn't charge us for that. I just had to pay a fine. Now we laugh about it. That from Midori. As we move on to the birthday emails, shout out to my friend Samantha on her birthday. Can she get a fish sandwich? A few of them. Thanks, guys. Keep making afternoon radio awesome. From the Woohoo Lady and the Yeah Guy, our concert names. Thanks, guys.
Two Oregon fish sandwich.
I'll have a fish sandwich.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
A fillet of fish sandwich.
Shan is 26 today. He wants turtle sex, 3 Billy Joe IOs. What the hell is that?
No idea.
Bong rip, a Leroy Jenkins, and the Dirty Germans talking about karaoke later on tonight. Chan, you got... You gotta know we can't say all that stuff.
Say it, clown.
No.
Jesus.
I know.
Yeah, listen, we cannot exactly do what it is you've requested, at least not on the radio, but I'm hoping to join your boyfriend tonight if that's what he's looking forward to.
Yeah, you know, back in the day, you used to play the game, right? The little animal would pop up, and you'd have to swap him down.
Yeah.
Whack-a-mole.
Whack-a-mole
pops a weasel. This is the opposite. You make him disappear.
Yeah.
Fellas, can I get a birthday shout-out?
Good for that, dude. I wish I could tell you guys what she said.
I know.
Yeah.
Good for him, though. Seriously.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Fellas, can I get a birthday
shout-out? That would make.
Turning 46, going to have the captain and Dirty Germans talking about shooting balls at Topgolf tonight. Love the show. That from your local bartender, Bobby.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. The last time us mascots went to Topgolf, we had an outstanding time. But eventually, Tony the Tiger was asked to leave because he was shooting balls. Without playing golf, if you know my meaning. Crunch berries.
Yeah, we don't necessarily go to Topgolf. In Deutschland, we call it I Want to Be on Topgolf.
Yeah, it's the funny thing is you call it Topgolf, whatever. It mainly involves holding a lot of shafts.
Yeah. Swing away.
Yeah, it's the head of the driver.
But tell us, today is the birthday of my husband, David, a loyal listener, a huge wrestling fan, too. So if you could give him a fish sandwich medley and the Dirty Germans talking about how 46 is not the end of the world, I'd much appreciate it. Love, Rihanna. Thanks, guys, and have an awesome day.
Can I get a fillet of fish sandwich?
I have a fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
Do I get a fish sandwich?
Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I want a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich.
Maybe
are you sure? Relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon and at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Though you don't want a fish sandwich?
Yeah, this is not the end of the world. You see, in Deutschland, for every age you turn, you do that position. So things end when you turn 70.
Yeah, so you know, it sounds like the wife's there, yours there, we're there. We're going to have a new definition for the Gable grip.
Yeah.
Guys, I want to say happy 48th birthday to Dr. Barnes. He has been an inspiration to so many on the Enumclaw Plateau. I bet Mike has actually met Tim. He would like to hear the Dirty German's advice about the differences of laying pipe in the 90s and now. Anything Coach Ted may have heard around the locker room about laying pipe. And some words for Miles for the future of pipe laying. Love your crew forever. Hi, guys. That from Dan.
Yeah, as I recall, laying pipe in the 90s before I was married meant I laid multiple pipes, let's say, at multiple foundations. Well, lately it has been one.
Yeah, so you know, back in the 90s, those pipes were all steel, rock hard. These days, so some of them are plastic.
Yeah. Or hoses.
Yeah.
Garden hoses.
Those little weird ones.
It is weird.
All right. A laying pipe can mean a lot of things. I'm guessing you're probably taking somebody down or hitting them. You know what I'm saying? Something aggressive. You can use that in football, right? Assist the coach throw. Lay the pipe.
Hell yeah.
If not, hopefully he's copulating something nice with you tonight. Either way, apparently everybody in Enumclaw knows the guy, so if you do know him, know he's having sex tonight.
Oops.
Okay.
Get a duck.
All right, Tim, I'm going to give you some laying pipe jokes here.
Did you know him, Mike?
I'm not positive.
The Tim in Enumclaw?
All right. Oh, no. Everybody knows him.
Okay. Laying pipe. Husband says to his wife, "Why don't you tell me when you orgasm?" She replies, "I don't really like calling you when you're at work."
I'll let you know.
My girlfriend thought I'd be a pushover in bed. And wouldn't you know it, she had me pegged from the start. And a couple gets married on their wedding night. The wife asks what a penis is. The husband, surprised, pulls his out and she says, "Oh, it's like a D, but smaller."
Oh, no!
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you.
Bitches. Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweineflash.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
All the good is Darren Daly, Steve Mix.
Top of the
Daily
afternoon
Mix
to you.
Morning Show. How are
Hello.
You?
So good. How about you guys?
We're doing great. Yeah.
Glad to hear it.
Except for our Ravens past weekend. They got their ass kicked, so that was not good.
I was pulling for them. That was very disappointing.
Yeah. I mean, football's... I guess come to an end, right?
Well, you got the last game,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, but everybody watches that.
We're still alive.
Right. It can sound like it's like some like underground thing we're watching.
Yeah. You guys were on New Day Northwest yesterday?
Yes, with our friend Amity Idrisi.
Yes.
What's it like being TV stars?
We saw it in the office.
What would they have you guys doing down there?
Well, sometimes they will put powder on our faces so we're not shiny.
They usually do a lot on my head.
I think
they've been spending too much money on my head. So they said,
you know what? Just wear a hat.
We can't polish this.
The one time we were down there, we were in the chair as well. To get rid of the glow.
Yep.
It's a new experience.
And we got to play a little kind of name that tune game, which was a lot of fun.
Yeah, but they read the lyrics. We didn't get to hear the music, so they just read the lyrics, and I'm just like, I'm not a lyric guy, so I was getting every single one wrong. So then I just said, screw it, I'm going to guess stupid things. So I'm guessing Slayer, I'm guessing Chumbawamba, I'm guessing Sir Mix-a-Lot.
You want to guess who got every single one right?
Who? Oh, let me guess.
One I didn't get, but other than that, I won the game.
So Beat Migs is an easy game these days.
Well, I mean, Beat Migs, if it's all music trivia, would be easy for me, yes.
Okay, very good. Okay, speaking of music, today we're going to get into the world of, I don't even know how to describe this.
Is it narcissism?
Yeah, is it ego? What is this?
Do you just have such a cool name that you should also do the song, right?
Yeah? Self-titled songs, is that what you kind of call it?
Okay, like, you can play guitar. Let's just assume you play guitar, right? Mm-hmm. And you sit down and you write a song and it's called Taryn Daly.
Right.
If you play it for me at a party, I'm going to be like, what is going on with Taryn?
She's got quite the ego.
She just wrote a song about herself.
I would buy her a drink. Right. I'd be like, I love that.
It's one thing to write a song about your dog or, you know what I mean? Yeah. Maybe your mom or your dad or something.
Follow-up song, Taryn Daly is awesome.
Yeah. Man, is she good looking? Here we go. All right, 1, 2, 3. It just seems like
it is a little narcissistic.
But it was something that was done a number of times.
Yeah, some of these band names have really cool names.
Band names, you can get away with it. But what I mean. Like, if you have a really cool band name, like, yeah, dude, repeat it. I believe it. Like, Justin Timberlake has a new song out, but it is not called Justin Timberlake. That way, if you're a solo artist, you can't do it. You got a cool band name, like, go for it, right?
Yeah, Poison has to have a song called Poison.
They don't.
No, Belle Biv DeVoe, I think they do.
Belle Biv DeVoe.
Well, they wrote it for them, and they decided not to go with it.
You brought up, like, Chumbawamba. All right, okay, something just bizarre. Yes, maybe a song out of that. But these are 10 bands with self-titled songs on Sit and Spin.
10, number 10. Hey!
Really? They were just hanging on for dear life at that point. They were.
Wow. They were a super group, though, right?
I had no idea. I've heard like 3 or 4 other songs, like their big hits. I had no idea that the damn Yankees wrote a song. Because they're not cool enough.
I think it was like with Jack Blades, guys from Night Ranger. Yeah. He had Ted Nugent in the band.
See, I get them confused
Tommy
with Mr.
Shaw,
Big.
Maybe.
I'm like, is Steve Vai with them? Or was it
right,
Billy
Mr. Big's
Sheenan?
The other one.
Yeah, Tommy Shaw was in there.
Okay.
But that Can You Take Me High Enough? That's the
that
only
was
song
the one I loved.
Yeah,
that was the big one.
I like this one.
Coming to a fair near you.
Hey, they are on the fair circuit, I'm sure.
I don't think the Washington State Fair, though.
These are 10 bands with self-titled songs.
Number 9. Yawning away.
DOA.
Oh, I dig the tune.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, fans' name is DOA. You're like, that's cool. Go ahead.
That should be a song.
For sure.
Yeah. Van Halen did it.
They did a DOA. Yeah, yes, exactly. They wrote a song called Van Halen.
They'll be able to vote too. No, I'm kidding.
These are 10 bands with self-titled songs.
Eight, number 8.
Chicago.
Wow.
That do you know about the phone booth that they used to have on stage?
No.
Back in the day? Yeah, back in the day, they had a phone booth on stage that was like a prop, but inside that phone booth was just cocaine.
Oh.
And so they would each take a little turn. Come on, go see.
Oh, no. Are you kidding me?
I am not joking. Look it up. It's crazy.
Huh.
Those guys were tooting left and right, and I'm not talking about the horns. Yeah.
Peter Cetera was all yacked
up. Crazy.
Huh.
Then why'd they write this crap?
And you would think you'd write something better if you're all yacked up on cocaine, man.
I had no idea this was Chicago.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds kind of, hey.
I saw them at
we're real high.
I saw them at Chateau St. Michelle. No telephone.
There was no. I think they maybe retired it in the 80s.
Okay. All right.
Damn.
That's so your awesome. Name is
you're
Terry.
The inspiration, and I'm all yacked up. Okay. These are 10 bands with self-titled songs.
Seven, number 7.
Who in the hell
is the Canned Heat Mama, like the number one roadie or groupie for Canned Heat?
Oh, Canned Heat Mama.
Oh.
Candy Mama.
No, okay. Canned Heat Mama.
Well, if they're going out to country, they need a mama with
they do.
Them.
That's true. Like a chaperone.
Yeah.
Canned Heat Mama.
That's a great reference there, Ted.
Thanks.
I guess, yeah. No comment.
I mean, wouldn't you write a better song if it's going to have your man name? You know what I mean? Like, make it the coolest song you got, man. Not this.
Did they have a phone booth that we could go into?
No. They clearly did not.
They're just full of weed, dude.
Yeah.
Weed and acid.
A ton of weed and acid. Yeah. Just hope it wasn't about a hookup.
These are 10 bands with self-titled songs.
Six. Number six.
All right. I can dig this.
Are you guys familiar with this group?
Yeah, no. Don't Like Mondays.
I don't know this group at all.
Bob Geldof, he formed
the
Live
Aid. Boomtown Rats.
Yeah.
A couple other things back in the day. He was always known, but no one really knew, even who liked music, why he was known.
Right. You didn't know who he was exactly, and then you find out where he had his hands and all this different stuff. You're like, wow, dude. Yeah. All right.
Like DJ Khaled or something like that nowadays.
Right, where apparently, I just assume he's on every song.
Right.
He could be into a Tool album. I'm like, he's going to show up somewhere. That's right, with the Tool.
He popped up and did Live Aid. I'm like, who is this guy? I have no idea. Everybody, like, I should have known who he is.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea. 10 bands with self-titled songs on Sit and Spit.
Five, number five.
Oh, dearly, call her Nanny Gold. To make a pretty baby of Sunday cold.
I just got some Bo Diddley on vinyl.
Oh, yeah?
I did. Right. I don't know that this song is on it.
I got to read the lyrics to this to find out what Bo Diddley is saying about himself.
Yeah, what's he up to?
Yeah. You know what I mean?
I think it's right in the name. I mean, the last name's Diddley. I just have an assumption.
It's got to be something
what
bad.
You're talking about.
Right.
Like, I'd be like, look, you know what? Yeah. Ted Smith is doing that.
It involves fingers and genitalia. Yeah. That's what I get out of Bo Diddley.
2 a.m. money at the ATM. Yeah.
These are 10 bands with self-titled songs on Sit and Spin.
Number four.
That's the deal we made just to join the Oyster Club. The Blue Oyster Club.
Oh, wow.
Oh, this is horrible.
This sounds like a bad TV theme song.
The Blue Oyster Cult.
It does sound like, you know, the spinoff from $6 Million Man or something.
Land of the Lost, you end up with the Blue Oyster Cult.
It does sound like Land of the Lost a little bit.
He's walking away at the end of the credits.
I've been aware of this band forever. I had no idea. They had a song called Blue Oyster Cult.
I know two songs by them.
Don't Fear the Reaper.
And friggin' Godzilla.
Right. Yep.
There goes Tokyo.
Yeah.
Well, now you know three songs by this band.
And Blue Oyster Cult.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Ever
Don't
expanding.
Fear the Reaper, sure. These are 10 bands with self-titled songs.
Number three.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
Now we're cooking with butter.
Now, is this the actual Black Sabbath song that they kind of consider as being the first...
like metal song?
Metal song?
I don't know if this is the one, but it's got to be the same album.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? You were not hearing anything like this back in the day.
No.
That's why parents hated them.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's pretty dark and spooky.
Yeah, I mean, like, if this is someone's ringtone, I assume they were all black and have eyeliner on.
Well, they set the tone.
They like, really did.
Here's the name, here's the sound, here's the band.
You think after they recorded, the producer's like, are you guys okay?
Right. Like, should we talk?
Angry much?
Right, he just spins around his chair like, nobody's going to buy this crap.
this is creepy.
Right?
Scary and like, slow.
Jesus, what is wrong with this band?
10 bands with self-titled songs.
Well, yeah.
It's pretty cool, too. Though,
I was going to say, that's the issue.
This is the best one so far.
Do they have a song called Good Company?
No, because it wouldn't be fun.
Yeah, that was you. Who wants Good Company?
Those are the people you invite to your home.
Yeah.
Bad Company is the people you meet at the bar. They're not really invited over, but you don't mind them.
Didn't a really bad hard rock band cover this at some point? Five Finger or something.
Oh, no. Don't be talking
I'm
like that.
I'm doing it just to troll Mike. I'm just kidding. I like
was it?
Shane being thrown.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good tune.
I just want to see how mad I can get Mike.
Well, they should have. Who was it? Five Finger?
Yeah.
So they should have changed the song to Five Finger Company.
Yeah.
Do they? I mean, you should have covered yourself.
I mean, I feel like Five Finger Death Punch should have a song called Five Finger Death Punch.
They should.
Absolutely.
I want to know exactly how that works. So
next album.
Write a song about it.
It works for an MMA event.
Mm-hmm.
Comes out on the next album.
10 bands with self-titled songs, we made it to number one.
Number one. It's just around the corner. For those who dare to see. With eyes of fire. That burn right through me. Oh! Painted on the streets.
Were any of you guys Anthrax fans?
Yeah. I don't remember the song.
This is before they got the Joey to be their lead singer. They kicked one dude out. He was
okay. That
yeah,
explains
this is like
it.
Early right. Anthrax.
All right. Okay.
Anthrax with Anthrax.
Mm-hmm.
From Fistful of Metal.
Yes. Yes.
Fistful of Metal.
Good times.
Daily Mix Morning Show, 6 to 10 a.m. right here on The Rock. You guys have tickets for, is it Stones this week?
We have Rolling Stones tickets and Black Crowes tickets.
Yeah. When are either of them playing? Because I know we like to give out tickets like 4 years before the band's going to show up.
I know, so, right?
Are both of these shows this year?
Yes,
2024. One of them is in April and one of them is in May.
Did you guys want to see, honest to God, the Stones Tour is being sponsored by AARP?
I did see that. That's how I got my discount tickets.
You have AARP?
No, my parents do.
Oh,
okay.
I was like, hey, like, what? Can I borrow your AARP number?
Don't blame that on your parents. That's Brad's.
Yeah. Oh. I'm old enough to buy them that way.
I'm taking the Centrum Silver now, you know?
What kind of discount are you getting with the AARP?
I don't think it was a discount. I think it was just early access to the.
Okay. Yeah, it gave the old people a chance to get the tickets before the youngsters grabbed them all.
Well, you know how hard it is for old people to use the internet and buy concert tickets in the first place? They needed that day.
I know one of them very well. You're looking at him.
Daily Mix Morning Show, 6 to 10. Okay, thank you, guys. Coming up, we'll drink and toast with a shout of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Rock. Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
All right, Dakota, minutes. We'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. A man is telling the story of how he spent 3 months on an alien mothership, and apparently it only lasted 18 minutes here on Earth.
Honestly, dude, I saw them once. They were amazing.
Oh, yeah?
The light show, the sounds. Just a great band. Alien mothership?
Alien mothership, man.
Yeah.
He was talking about how just time travel's weird, man.
Yeah, man, they opened up for fish.
I think.
Right?
Turns out that dude was just in the sphere.
Right. Dude, if you woke up in the sphere and did not know, you'd be like, no, I swear to God, I was abducted by aliens, man.
He was saying that he went and laid down in a cornfield somewhere, woke up in the mothership, spent like 92 days, something like that, on this mothership, and then came back, and only 18 minutes here had passed.
Yeah, sounds reasonable.
He just kind of got into, you know, intergalactic shenanigans. He had to wear a special belt that helped him communicate.
I feel like aliens are just different from us. Like, when I'm driving across... when I'm cross-country tripping or going, you know, like taking a long road trip, I'm happy to see a city and stop and get some gas or whatever.
Yeah.
Whereas the aliens seem to only take people out of
rural areas. Yeah.
Right. Well, you notice they're always taking our people away. They're not chilling here. They're not finding their way to, you know, hang out and, you know, stop at a bar and have a beer. No, it's like, I'm going to take this one with me real quick.
Yeah.
The guy sleeping in a cornfield.
Exactly. You know what? He seems interesting. Tell us about your species. A birthday. Them getting sucked up, Ted. A tractor beam of the mothership.
That's what I'm thinking of. Got him.
Got him.
You're getting sucked up or slurped up in that game. It was weird, but it felt kind of good.
If you're lucky,
I slid right in.
Is this the back door? Ooh. A birthday parade is being arranged for the oldest living person in the U.S. for her 116th birthday.
Okay.
Good nice. Lord.
Like
a parade?
I just...
When someone's that old, you need a life question on there for...
Yeah, I mean, what else?
116, but is it bacon and cigarettes? Is it, you know, one shot of tequila every night? Or you know there's something attached to that
bacon
story.
Bacon, heroin. Cigarettes.
I mean, seriously. There's always something like that, where you can't believe, logically, that...
But they all say the same thing. I drink a shot of whiskey every day.
Right.
And I only eat the fat on the bacon.
Drink two pots of coffee.
Right.
Well, and I'm also thinking, you know, you guys remember a while back, I think it was an old gal out of Spokane that they interviewed her, and she was, you know, up there. She was like 102, 110, right. Something like that. And basically, all she wanted to do was be left alone.
I know.
So I'm looking at this poor woman, 116. Hey, Nana, we're throwing you a birthday parade. There's going to be 100 people driving by the house. I don't give a damn.
I don't want that.
I want to go take a nap,
I think the worst I saw, there was an old lady, over 100 years old, and she was like in rural Russia or somewhere in that part of the world. Lived on some desolate farm.
Yeah.
And she's like, it's a curse from God.
Right.
I mean, she was like, I want to be dead. I'm just not.
Why am I still here?
Wow, that is not what you expect to hear.
I remember her. And she looked like existence was pain, dude. Like, damn.
Why have you lived so long? God hates me. Like,
An ADHD medication, Zenzetti, I believe?
Sure.
Has been recalled after different pills were found in one of their bottles.
Oh dude, come on. You gotta get on that.
Oh, no. Will this help my ADHD, or will it help my ADHD?
I don't know, but you have an erection.
Last 3 days.
Right.
You guys ever find a fun little fact where all of a sudden that thing that you didn't think had a name or a title, it actually did?
You know, like the aglet on your shoelace.
Exactly.
Or the squatchy on top of your baseball cap.
Just go to that one because the cocktail.
What's that?
The thing on your shoelace.
With the aglet?
Yeah.
I did not learn that from Cocktail.
Know. Okay.
Huh.
Okay. But luckily, I got a list.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 everyday things you never knew had names. I thought I would share a few notables that may not appear here. Vagitus. Mm. Yes, it does sound like a nasty STD. In fact, it is the result of some sweet, sweet copulation. That would be the first cry of your newborn baby.
Vagitus.
And how about interrobang?
I know that one.
No, it's not when you call out, who's your daddy in the throes of passion. It's the combination of an exclamation point and a question mark at the end of a statement or thought.
All right.
Well, slap my booty and call me Betty.
I did that earlier.
I didn't call him Betty.
You just gave him an ass slap.
Yeah.
You got to say Betty, and he's much happier.
I was about to say, is that why he had a smile on his face today?
Yes. This is a great move.
So these are everyday things that you never knew had names. Bottom of the list, to be honest with you, I thought they had a name, but you'll get these at Starbucks. Your coffee's a little on the hot side. You got to put a zarf around it.
Oh, those are the sleeves.
Yeah. Exactly.
Really?
I just always called it a sleeve.
Everybody calls it a sleeve. I'm going to ask for a zarf and see if they know what the hell I'm talking
about. Pardon me. Yep, my coffee's I'm a little hot. Can I have a zarf?
I never get hot coffee, but I will now just to see.
Just to ask for a zarf.
Hey, where are the zarfs?
You know what? Be that guy and get it for your cold coffee, Ted. Just a little cold on my fingers and then you
I have sensitive fingertips. A couple weekends ago, I actually got a hot coffee. That's how cold it was in this city.
Attaboy. Needed a zarf.
And for the record, I drink hot coffee every day, but if I go just buy it on the weekends, yeah. I get iced.
You'll find it in a wine bottle, a Eulage.
Is that the little hump at the bottom?
That's the punt.
Correct. That is the punt. But what this is it is the space, the air at the top of the bottle's beverage neck all before right. It's opened.
Okay. Huh.
The it's called Eulage.
Okay.
Well, what about a bottle of anything then? You know, like if you buy...
Just wine, Miles.
It's yeah, just like... wine. Actually, I have no idea.
Okay, like if you bought a Coke in a glass bottle.
Yeah, of a bottled beverage. It is, yeah. That, it okay. Is that space, right, okay. That empty air in the neck.
There's a lot of eulogy in this one. I'm not getting my money's worth.
Is the study of it eulogy?
That's my first thought. Like, eulogy is the next logical thing.
I mean, there's no E in this eulogy, but... has anybody here used a Snellen chart?
A Snellen.
Don't know until you tell me.
I'm going to say yes, I have, even though I don't know what it is.
We all have. I actually had one, and that's how I got to have these fancy glasses on my face.
Oh, is that the vision test?
A Snellen chart is that vision test. Yes, when you go to the eye doctor, you'll be asked to identify letters on a poster in, on the opposite wall. Everyone calls it an eye chart, but its real name is the Snellen chart.
I do poorly at that.
Named for the Dutch ophthalmologist Herman Snellen.
Wish he had a cooler last name.
Right? Snellen. That's the problem. You can't invent something if you have a lame last name.
Give credit to someone else.
Right. Rorschach.
Right. Cool.
Cool name. Everyday things that you never knew had names. You guys know where you would find a pip? There's several of them on this particular object. Hundreds, in fact.
Say it again. A pep?
Pips.
Pips. I thought it was like the dot on a die or something.
You're so close. I think those are technically pips as well.
But that's not the only.
But what this is referring to is the bumps on a ping pong paddle.
Really?
Yes.
So, Gladys Knight and the Pips. That might be the worst freaking name in the history of a band. Yeah, we was named after the bumps on a ping pong paddle. Gladys loves some table tennis,
after
dog.
After the little nubbies on the ping pong paddle.
I mean, maybe that's what they were doing in the studio.
Maybe. We need a name. Ed Pips. It's either that or the balls. It's probably like, let's go Pips.
Just playing table tennis like, hey.
I would listen to her sing about ping pong.
Right? Somehow that's a compliment. I recognize that.
It is. I'm just saying. I'm just imagining this very soulful song about table tennis.
I don't know what it sounds like. But
it's got nothing to do with a breakup, woman, nothing. It's just literally her and the Pips just going nuts on table tennis.
Table tennis. There's got to be a Forrest Gump reference in it. Everyday things that you never knew had names. Where would you guys find phloem bundles?
Phloem bundles.
You do ingest this, however, you're probably not happy if you eat them. They come on a piece of fruit, one that you peel.
Banana peels?
It is those stringy bits.
On the orange?
No, on the banana peel.
Oh, on the banana peel.
When you peel a banana and it's got those long stringy bits that hang up, those are phloem bundles.
I just always thought it was part of the banana.
Well, it is, but this is called like banana strips.
It is neither peel nor banana.
If you're just eating a banana straight out of the peel, I feel like you just chomp through them.
Yeah.
But if you take the whole peel off and there's one dangling, you rip it off.
Yes. For whatever reason.
And the thing is that if it stays on there like you're saying, I don't care. You know, I'll bite into it and not care. But then as soon as that thing just flops on down to the side, like, ugh.
Ew.
Yeah, I don't know what the difference is.
I can't see
it. Right. Yeah. It still tastes like banana. It doesn't alter the taste at all, but it freaks me out every time it's there. Doggone phloem bundles. Everyday things that you never knew had names. Petrichor, I believe is how you say this.
Petrichor.
It's either petrichor or petrichor.
Is that working out at the gas station?
No, not bad.
Petrichor.
Yeah.
Right. You lift the full gallon of gas.
Right. You take it off. You put the nozzle back.
It is related to a smell, not one that we get a whole lot here in Seattle.
Is it the smell, like after it rains, that smell you get
Correct.
From the grass, essentially?
Yeah. The heavenly aroma that permeates the great outdoors immediately after it rains.
It really depends on where you live.
Yeah.
It really
not
does.
In Fremont. No. They call that urine.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Clean the streets.
Right? I imagine Bourbon Street's not a whole lot better either.
No.
But there's...
Well, yeah.
You're happy if all you smell is urine on Bourbon Street.
And they rinse it off every night or every morning.
Every
morning.
So, I mean,
it's always damp and has a funk.
Oh, yeah. There's definitely a smell to do. And it smells like Cajun seasoning, too.
A little
from
bit.
From grease, from all the things. Like, it really, I swear
nothing
to God,
like urine with a hint
the
of Cajun.
Food has a very universal
it's
flavor
everything.
To it.
Everything.
Right. So,
God. I guess I just remember the first time I went to Bourbon Street, we got there because of the flights. It was early, not early, but it was
don't
like
get there early
9 or 10 a.m. And it just like
that's the worst time.
Right. We weren't even drinking. And I was like, we were like dry heaving. It's just it was a unique smell.
God. Steve, you're not allowed to answer this, but what is a octothorpe?
Octothorpe.
An octothorpe.
We've asked this on Big Dummy.
We've asked this on Big Dummy. You see it on all social right. media
so it's
a lot.
Eight.
Mm-hmm.
Eight.
Yep.
And then a thorpe.
And literally, he named the Thorpe part because, and I'm not making this up, the guy that came up with the name, eight is part of it, Thorpe, because he was a fan of the athlete Jim Thorpe.
I don't remember.
This is it's the pound sign, the hashtag.
Yeah. Oh, the actual name.
Yeah, yes, that's the actual name.
The actual name is an octothorpe. Again, these are everyday things that you never knew had names. Does anybody know what Grawlix is? You'll see this on comic books. You'll see this in artistry and
yes.
drawings. What is Grawlix, Steve?
I believe it is when a comic book, if you're looking at a panel of a comic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sunday paper comic book. And that character is cussing.
Correct.
But they don't write out the words, so you see, like, the ampersand, the octothorpe, et cetera, et cetera.
Exactly. You're gonna see the at sign, an exclamation point, dollar sign. They're going to basically spell out the cuss word with exclamation.
Do you know why I know this stuff? Because I don't have friends. That's kind of the way I'm feeling right now.
Glabellus. Again, these are everyday things that you never knew had names. I believe everybody in here has a glabellus. Yes, we
so it's
do.
It's part of the body, right?
It is indeed. It is found on the face. Some people do not, and we make fun of them for it.
It is, oh, eyebrows.
It is the space between your eyebrows.
Okay. So if you have a glabellus mustache, what we're saying is you're a unibrow.
Or you don't have a glabellus.
Oh, I'm going to screw this one up. For rules... F-E-R-R-U-L-E-S.
Yeah,
for real?
For rules?
I've seen the word, man. I don't know what
they
it
are
is.
On a writing utensil, is specifically a pencil.
Oh,
it is
the
that,
metal part that,
that
holds the eraser
correct.
To the pencil.
That is correct.
Ah, no kidding.
It's called a ferrule. Hmm. Anybody know what a cornicone is? This is the best part of a pizza slice.
Cornicone.
Is it the first bite?
Oh, sorry. It's a cornicione.
Cornicione.
Vidi taught me that one. Cornicione. It's a great spot. You get this bite, dude. It's that big, fat bubble that's in the middle.
Oh, I don't
of
like that. Oh, that's not the best spot.
You don't like that, Miles?
That's the worst spot. I avoid that piece with all costs.
I'm Team Miles. I don't need a bubble.
Oh, it doesn't have the sauce. It doesn't have the cheese. All the toppings have fallen to the side.
It's like a pizza zit.
It's that's terrible. they make it a point to try to pop that stuff when they're making
that's
it.
That's some
so
of the softest
happen.
Pieces, dude. I love that. That's
what,
great.
What is it called again?
Cornicione.
I mean, if
you
the bubble... I will
you
say this. If the bubble's been flattened, like crushed... And there's right. cheese over top of it.
Sure.
That's different.
I don't mind it. But, like, yeah, like a true, like, New York-style pie, and it's got that little harsh dome, I'm out.
And then the number
harsh
one.
I mean, I'd still eat it, obviously.
Yeah, I was about to say, brother.
Yeah, I know.
We both know you're eating that damn thing.
Everyday thing that you never knew had a name. An armscis.
Armscis?
A-R-M-S-C-Y-E-S. Armscis.
Are we familiar with this on an everyday basis?
Yes, you are, because when it comes to shirt sleeves, many believe that the hole that your arm eventually pokes out of is part of the sleeve itself. This is not correct. Your arm makes its journey through the sleeve, but without the armscis, the hole at the end of it, your arm would be imprisoned forever. It is literally the opening.
The hole of the sleeve.
Of the okay. sleeve.
Good Lord.
Yeah, you learn
so
something new every day.
So it's a sleeve even if it's closed?
Correct.
Huh.
Yes.
Like a sock.
Yeah, because you can put...
No, it's a shirt sock.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off.
So what are you waiting for? Go sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
A man in Australia was asked for his ID, and you'll never believe what he handed off along with it, Miles.
What did he hand off?
Give you all the details at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK. Have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized.
Keep that list, Mike.
And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast 35-year-old Celia Barrett of St. Petersburg, Florida. Celia,
St. Petersburg. That's a hellhole.
Mm, that's a much different perspective there. St. Petersburg, Florida.
Man, dude. Yeah.
St. Petersburg, you
and gravity,
you see,
huh?
That thing? Good Lord, brother. It ain't that hot.
Newton. it's human, man. It's human.
Celia, seemingly, is one of those people who strongly subscribes to the theory of go big or go home, even if it's stupid. So this past Sunday, Celia paid a visit to Racetrack. That's a chain of gas station / convenience stores, mostly located throughout the South. Now, she was armed with one of the deadliest weapons known to man, a vegetable peeler, and Celia immediately threatened the two employees that happened to be working that shift, even threatening to kill one of them, again, with the vegetable peeler. Then, unprovoked, she toppled and broke a display of Red Bull before then turning her attention to a carton of cigarettes that she tore open and spilled on the floor. She did all of this while being completely naked. And I'd like to add, she walked into the store naked. It is not like she stripped off. As soon as she opened the door, they thought to themselves, oh no, it's going to be one of these moments. Well, one of the final notes I'd like to point out, police finally did arrive. And before they could get her into custody, guess what she did? Yeah, she started masturbating. Mm. And then they finally arrested her. There's like 8,000 charges against her. Thank you, Mike, for that visual.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was that vigorous, but...
Oh, it was.
Nevertheless, man, yeah. So you walk into a store naked, armed with a vegetable peeler, threaten to kill people, break everything in the store, and masturbate when the cops get there. Boy, if I were single, I'd be looking her up right now.
Look out.
So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze. Because we think it's yummy.
Yay.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch hola.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.